This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, March 19th, brought to you by Syngenta. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Kelly. Well, the Pentagon is seeking $200 billion in additional funds for the Iran war by any measure, a large sum. Asked about the figure at a press conference, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth did not directly confirm the amount, saying it could change. The request comes on top of extra funding in the Defense Department already received last year and President Trump's big tax cuts bill. The request would need to be approved by Congress. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer blasted the idea of the $200 billion in funding for the Iran war in a speech on the Senate floor today, calling the number preposterous and unacceptable. He said $200 billion is more than we spent even at the height of the war in Iraq, more than we have spent altogether in Ukraine, an indefensible number, one that would be most wasteful and unthought out of budget requests that he's ever seen. He said further that for that amount of money, Congress could lower health care premiums for tens of millions of Americans, educate generation, and cut hunger in America in half, invest in jobs, and refurbish the country's power grid. Today, 54 agriculture groups laid out the challenges facing rural America in a letter to President Trump. The letter recognizes progress made last year in enhancing the farm risk management tools and securing much-needed tax relief for farmers, but says additional resources are needed during these troubled times. The group say that relief should build on recent efforts to deliver Farm Bridge Assistance Program payments and should include meaningful support and build longer-term demand stability for U.S. agriculture throughout year-round sales of E15 and tax incentives to increase use of domestic agriculture products. The closure in the Strait of Hormuz and its impact on fertilizer and fuel prices has only worsened the financial strain farmers face and poses significant consequences for the food supply chain in America and around the world. It's not clear how the large defense request for the war in Iran will impact the sum Congress might make available for crop and livestock farmers. California legislative leaders today said they'll move to rename Cesar Chavez Day as Farm Workers Day in light of sexual abuse allegations against the revered labor leader. California, the first state to designate Chavez's birthday, March 31st, as a day to honor the civil rights leader nearly 30 years ago. Drought conditions in some winter wheat growing areas in the plains supporting Chicago wheat. U.S. Drought Monitor shows growth in drought areas on the western side of the region, particularly in western Nebraska. Dry conditions are showing up as the growing season continues, while harvest time typically begins in the summer months. Chinese authorities are rejecting more food and agriculture imports at the border, particularly from countries with intensifying trade frictions as Beijing adds a new trade tool to its arsenal. Every country rejects certain agriculture products that lack necessary documentation and fail to meet domestic sanitary and phytosanitary requirements. Chinese rejections have jumped in recent years, particularly for U.S. meat exports, suggesting border enforcement is now being wielded to advance political interests and motives extending beyond animal and plant health. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Syngenta. At Syngenta, our mission is to help U.S. farmers be even more productive and profitable by sustainably growing high-quality crops. Through ongoing research and development, we continually deliver innovation in seeds, crop protection, and precision and farm management technology designed to enable U.S. farmers to grow more using less land, water, and inputs while preserving soil health and biodiversity. When the American farmer is successful, we all benefit. Learn more about Syngenta and our support of the U.S. farmer online at syngentaforag.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nelly.